and it's called Avalon. Avalon is a part of Longhorn, and Avalon's out in community technology preview. It will be in Longhorn next year. And we think this is going to dramatically improve the productivity for developers. But I think it's going to have a much better connection. It's going to enable a much better connection with people who use these systems. Right? So if you're a doctor, let's see how you connect with one of these Avalon-based applications. And to give you a little demonstration of an application built using Avalon, I want to have Ben Riga here take us through the demo he's put together.
Excellent.
Ben?
Thanks, Sanjay. Actually, Sanjay set a really high standard. He decided not to use any slides today, so I'm just going to describe the demo. Or I could show it to you.
He'd been working on that line since I told him.
They asked me to throw in some jokes, so there's
okay.
My first one, I guess so. It's working. So what I'll do is I'll try and walk you through some of the various things. Sanjay's done a pretty good job of showing the various activities that we have going in the smart client area. And what I'll do is I'll show you the clear business value that you get from adopting the platform, as well as the implementation roadmap that we'll develop so that you can walk through where you are today, going through Visual Studio 2005 and .NET 2.0, and then I'll even show you some of the things that are possible with Avalon and Indigo with our WinFX next generation of APIs. So as Sanjay mentioned, this application is a healthcare application. It's a clinical monitoring application. I am not a doctor. I didn't even stay at a Holiday Inn last night. We actually worked with, that was my second joke, Sanjay.
I keep track of them.
please. So if you feel the need to applaud, don't hold it.
You noticed it was the Microsoft people applauding.
We did work with some of our partners as well as some of our internal healthcare people to put together a scenario that walks you through some of the things that we could do with WinForms, with Visual Studio 2005, as well as with Avalon and Indigo. So what you're seeing here is an application that was built entirely with Visual Studio 2005, takes advantage of some of the UI capabilities that are introduced in Visual Studio 2005. This application was built to look very much like Outlook, and that was done straight out of Visual Studio. Also on the right-hand side, you'll see a flow layout. That's another capability that we introduced to make it much easier to adapt your applications to be much more dynamic. As a doctor, I'm going to go and have a look at one of my patients. So if I double-click on this patient here, I'm now looking at patient details for Kim Abercrombie, and we're also looking at a couple of her charts. These are real-time bedside monitors that are being fed to my application using web services. I'm using, in this case, Web Services Enhancements 3.0, which is included with Visual Studio 2005. And of course, as we're doing that, these are actually, or would be, patients' electronic medical records, and so the need for privacy is critical. And so we are using the security features of WSI, Web Services Enhancements, in 3.0. So I'm having a challenge with this patient. I'm actually going to request a consult with a specialist. So let me choose one, and I'll just say, there's my message. I'll hit send. And now we're going to switch over to the specialist and have a look at what that scenario might look like in an Avalon experience. So as you can see, this is not an ordinary Windows XP type application. We have raised the level of the user experience from the flat Windows XP look to something that is much more dramatic. And we're taking full advantage of all of the processing power that I have on my PC, as well as all of the graphics processing power. These are some of the things that are happening with Avalon. You're also seeing charts here. In this case, I'm seeing a couple of charts on this patient selector screen. These charts are also being fed via web services. In this case, we're using Indigo to pull that information in. And again, we're using security. Indigo also gives us reliable messaging as well as transactions capabilities. And we'll see where that would be critical in a few minutes. Let's have a look at what we can do. As you can see, I have much fewer or I have a much simpler application interface here. And yet I need access to all of that information. And so if I do things like hover over any one of these patients, I get full access to that patient's information. I also, as a doctor, I want to be able to give that physician visual cues when he's moving from one patient to another. So if I were to click on any patient, we take advantage of some of the animation capabilities in Avalon to move and give that physician that visual cue. Again, this is taking advantage of 3D. Try to imagine how long that would take you to do in Visual Studio 2005. You'd have to be using animation in 3D. Those are not simple tasks. So here I just received my mail now from my doctor, this doctor in the rural hospital that needs some help. So I'm going to take a look at that patient. I'm going to click and accept the patient transfer. I've now got that new patient. So imagine now I'm in a different hospital. I'm now receiving information, electronic medical records, over the internet, an inherently unreliable and unsecure medium. And so that makes it much more critical that things like security, things like reliable messaging get used. Obviously, you want to be able to adopt and use the government regulations that require you to keep those records private. So I'm looking at Kim Abercrombie. I can see some of that information there, but I'd like to get a little bit more detail. So let me click through to get some patient details. And so now, again, I'm taking advantage of some of the animation capabilities of Avalon. Again, this is something that would be very difficult to do in Visual Studio 2005 today, and yet with Avalon is relatively trivial. This, in Visual Studio, you would probably have to kick into Direct3D. You'd be doing lots of low-level code, C++ code or even C# code, but it would be fairly low-level. I also pushed some of the information off to the left. So although I want to get the details of Kim Abercrombie, I actually want to maintain an eye on the other patients that I have, for instance, the patients that I have on my critical watch list. And so you'll see that I squeeze that information over to the left-hand side, and even though it's in a 3D perspective view, those charts are still being updated. And in fact, I could click through and get some of those patients. One of the things that Avalon does a really good job of is it unifies many of the different APIs that you would have had to kick through to use other technologies and other skills. So for instance, if I wanted to do document viewing today in my line of business application, I might have to use a different set of skills and a different set of technology like Microsoft Word or Adobe Acrobat or some other technology. What we've done with Avalon is make that a critical or directly integrated in. Let's have a look at a document viewer. So this is a document that I've imported in and that I'm looking at would be the diagnosis for this patient. And this document has been adapted and is matches the UI that I have, and I have full control over that, including doing animations to adapt. I can zoom in, I can zoom out. You'll notice that as I zoom out, it actually adapts and makes it multi-column, and I can page through, of course, if I wanted to read through that document. Yeah, if you do want to apply, don't hold it in.
Even when he's not joking.
Even when I'm not joking, right. Another capability that's really important, and another thing that Avalon's done a great job of, is integrating media. Again, trying to integrate media into existing applications requires that you understand the media player APIs, and again, you're writing thousands of lines of very low-level code. So let's have a look at how I might do something like, for instance, viewing a ultrasound in an application. So here I'm viewing an ultrasound. I paused it. The UI is very simple. I have this round window. I've paused it. I may even want to do annotations. So I've actually ink-enabled this application so that if I'm on my tablet, I may want to, for instance, you know, take a note here and say, oh, this is a valve or whatever. Again, I'm not a doctor, so I won't embarrass myself. I'll save that. So imagine what we're doing here. We're actually inking on video. That ink is actually synchronized with the video, so I can actually scan through the various, well, there should be others. There we go. Some other ink. So imagine how you would do that today using Visual Studio 2005. Thousands and thousands of lines of code and very low-level code. The final thing that Avalon, and probably where Avalon shines the most, is in the area of data visualization. And here, you have to try and imagine for your end users how you would engage them. You have lots and lots of data that they have, And you have the opportunity now to engage your end users, give them a new experience where they can visualize that data in ways that they couldn't do before. So as a physician, I may want to look at some of the other charts. Let me bring open and have a look at some of these other charts. I'll open up a few others here and drag them over. Notice how when I open that toolbar, the screen automatically reflowed for me. And same way, all of that stuff is automatic with Avalon. So here I'm looking at various charts. One of the things that physicians do is they're looking for patterns. They're trying to spot patterns between various activities. And so one of the things I might want to do is look at these charts together. And so let me drag them over. Is that pretty cool? That is really cool. Notice it's real time. It's even cooler in that if I want to see that in a 3D view, I may want to actually spin that around. So I'm going to stop there. I'm going to put in a shameless plug. Yeah, I will go into a lot more detail on Longhorn, Indigo, and Avalon in a session tomorrow at 5. But I wanted to leave you with the idea that you have an opportunity to raise the user experience of your applications. I would strongly recommend that you look at Visual Studio 2005 and .NET 2.0 today and take advantage of some of the UI capabilities. I would also suggest that you start prototyping with Avalon today, bring designers into your development teams, and start looking at the ways that you can raise not just the UI, but the actual user experience of your applications. And I'll stop there. Thanks.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Sanjay.
Avalon uses some very simple things like XML markup to actually define UI. It uses vector graphics capability to really help abstract the programming model so you can be more productive as a developer, you can be more flexible in the way you use data, and probably the most important, users can visualize better and therefore make better decisions. And by doing that, making it, you know, very, very intuitive, very, very compelling, very, very engaging, you really connect with doctors, with patients, with people in the system. And you do it, you know, in such a way that the total cost still is very much on the way down as opposed to on the way up. We all want to do stuff like this, right? It's just been hard. Well, our platform roadmap really is attempting to do is to simplify